So to Perek Gimel Mishnachas, Ma Bein Ish LeIsha, what's the difference between a man and a woman? This is Legabe Halachas. Tzienta points out that there are other cases also, not just in this Mishnah, as we have in Kiddushin, but the Mishnah is going to list these examples. Ha'ish Parea Uparem. When a male is a Mitzora, so the difference between a Mitzora Muchlat and a Mitzora Muskar. A Mitzora Muskar is a Mitzora that they put him into quarantine, that's Muskar, to see if he's going to be a bona fide Mitzora. And see what happens to the nega. And a mitzvah muchlat is somebody that's already deemed a full-fledged mitzvah. Mitzvah muchlat, one of the things that they would do is that they would let his hair grow and his clothing would be torn. Ve'ini isha para suparemes. However, a woman, she doesn't do this. And that's because the Torah says, ish tzaruahu. It's a gzeres akosev. Another case, a ish madaras beno benazir. Like we had in Maseches Nazir, an adult male, the father, can be madar his son to be a nazir. But a woman cannot be madaris her son to be a nazir. This is a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, like we said in Nazir. And also this next halacha is also going to be a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Ha'ish migaleach al naziris aviv. A man, if he's a nazir, and his father was a nazir, and his father set aside money towards the end for his karbonus, and then his father died, the son can now use that money for his karbonus. Normally, a father sets aside money for karbonus and then dies, nobody can use that money, even the son, for any karbanos. But there's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that if his son is also a nazir, that he can use that money for karbanos, like we had in Maseches Nazir. Ve'eina isha migalachas al naziris avia. But if a woman is a nazira, she can't use this money that her dead father left behind that was set aside for karbanos. She can't use that to buy her own karbanos. That's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Ish meicheres bito, ve'eina isha meicheres es bito. A man is allowed to sell his daughter as a maidservant, but a woman is not allowed to sell her daughter as a maidservant. Ha'ish mekadesh es bito, ve'ena isha mekadesh es bito. A man can be mekadesh his daughter. Being mekadesh his daughter means he can accept kiddushin for his daughter while she's a ketana without her das, like the Rav points out. Because the Torah says, es biti nasati l'isha zeh. So he can accept kiddushin even without her knowledge while she's a ketana. And Taisenta brings that it's lav dafka ketana. A person can be Mekadosh his daughter even when she's a Naira. A Naira is from the time that she's 12 years old up until 12 years and 6 months. Then she becomes a Bogeres, and then he cannot be Mekadosh. And the difference between selling and being Mekadosh, he can only sell her while she's a Ketana, but he cannot sell a Naira. But when it comes to Kiddushin, he can sell even the Naira. So even after she's 12 years and she has Shtei Cyrus, he can marry her off, but he can no longer sell her at that point. Another difference, ha'ish niskal arm ve'ina isha niskelos aruma. A man is stoned when he has skila while he's naked, but not a woman. Because the Torah also says, oso. And the drush is, the Rav says, it says, rigamu oso. So what does it mean, oso only? It also says you take the woman out to stone also. So what does it mean, oso? So the drush is, but it exerts a kosev that her, oso without his clothes, but her with her clothes. Ha'ish nisla ve'ina isha nisles. If a man gets killed in Mises Beistin, he's hung for a very short period, but the drasha is Visalisa Oso, and this is Oso Velo Osa, not her. It's Xeris Akos if she does not get hung after Beistin kills her. Ha'ish Nimkar Bignevasa Ve'ina Isha Nimkaris Bignevasa. A man is sold if he steals. So he steals from somebody and he has no money to pay it back. So he's sold. So he becomes this person's Avid Ivri. But if a woman steals, she does not become a maidservant, an Am Ivriya. Also, Gzeres Akasiv, the Torah says, V'nimkar b'gnevasso. And the drush is, G'nevasso, v'lo b'gnevasso, like the rap rings.